We know COVID does attack people with pre-existing conditions. Have you taken special precautions, even more than other people, to avoid COVID?
Yes, but also no. I'm a high school student, so I have a part-time job and I have to do all those things. And I still volunteer. I've been wearing a mask basically since the beginning, since like COVID came, because I was so paranoid about everything, especially when I heard that like people with already compromised immune systems have a higher chance. So I was always washing my hands. I was always sanitizing, wearing a mask. I was taking every precaution from the earliest point.
I want to ask a little bit about the difference between the CGM and the FGM treatment and what it was like for you to kind of move over to the FGM and then go back off of it again because it was too expensive. Can you tell me about that experience?
Like I said, I got my first insulin pump in grade one, so I was six. And then after 5 years or so, I was supposed to get a new one. I was due for a new one, but due to financial issues, it just didn't work out that well. So then I persevered and pushed through having that one for 9 years. When I finally had fundraised enough money and done enough bottle drives and all that for a new one, I was very fortunate to have that one come with a CGM. So it goes directly to the pump. You insert it into somewhere, I put it in my arm, and it's constantly reading your blood sugar levels and sending them directly to the pump. Say if my blood sugars are high, it'll automatically give me more insulin to kind of correct that and bring them down. And then after, I think it was 6 months on the CGM, 4 months, I guess, I had to step off of that one because it was just too expensive at the time and it wasn't covered by insurance, and my dad had just lost his job. He was laid off from his job because he had a heart attack. So that was out of the question. And then we switched over to the FGM. You can place it anywhere. I put mine on my arm and it gets changed every 2 weeks. But instead of constantly reading my blood sugars, there's a device that comes with it, or I used an app on my phone. I just scanned my arm, and then I'd have to manually enter it into my pump. But it still worked so much better than having to prick my finger all the time. And it was great because I always have my phone on me, so it was always there, and it was always handy, and it made life, work, and school so much easier. I had that for, I think, just over a year. And then I had to, earlier last year, I think around October-ish, I had to unfortunately say goodbye to the FGM as well, just because it wasn't in the budget plan. But basically overall, both of them work so much better than finger pricking, and they help lower what's called an A1C, which is basically your average blood sugar levels, because they're helping keeping you in track.
When you go and lobby them make your case, I know that they probably give you their standard answer and say, we understand exactly what you are going through, but have they actually taken your case to other people above them? And have you actually had a meeting, say in the legislature with the premier's office or something like that? Or do they just keep it in their offices?
Some of them go to other people. Like, for example, Ed Fast, who's our local MP, he's actually talked to me personally before. And obviously, he's from Abbotsford, our hometown. I've met with him twice. And one time, we actually invited him out to one of my fundraisers. He was sick, but he did RSVP to come, which was pretty cool. And provincially, we're just getting started.
As you know, we've just had a provincial election, and the new MLA is Bruce Badman, who is the former mayor of Abbey. Have you made an outreach to him, or are you going to in the future?
Yeah, actually, in the Access for All campaign that I was just part of, he was also in that Zoom call. He reached out to me, and he actually wants to have lunch and go into depth about my story and actually talk to me personally, which I think is pretty cool.
Tell me a little bit about how you'd like to see the healthcare system change to benefit people like you.
I just want to see coverage or access to whatever an individual sees fit. So, for example, what works for one diabetic might not work for another person's lifestyle. I want choice in what people can have because, for example, the CGM might work for someone, but the FGM might work better for someone else. Same with the different kind of pumps. Like there's lots of different ones. And there's one called an Omnipod, which is wireless, which may work better for someone, but it can't work with the CGM. Or there's the MiniMed, which works with the CGM that could work better for someone else's lifestyle. So I think choice is the biggest thing, but I definitely want access to those things, no matter who you are, because I feel like it keeps us healthy and it shouldn't just be available for the more rich people. I think it should be available for everyone because everyone should be able to live healthily and have that option.
You're a high school senior. What is your next plans for your future?
Well, right now I'm actually in what's called the HHS program at UFE, or the Health and Human Services program. So I'm taking university courses outside of regular school. And then after that is finished this year, my plan and my biggest goal is to attend UBC, and I want to study behavioral neuroscience, and one day hopefully I want to become a psychiatrist.
Did you have anything that you wanted to add before we finish?
Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me share my story.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.